You're listening to SBS News.
While more than 80% of Britons over 12 are now vaccinated, senior chest physician Dr. Mohamed Munavar sees a worrying level of complacency as winter approaches.
And this seems to be a popular misconception that COVID has somehow disappeared. But working in the midst of a hospital like this with COVID patients, it is crystal clear to me, and it is a cause for enormous concern, that COVID is very much around, and in fact, if anything, the numbers of COVID patients coming into hospital is going up.
He is not alone in his concerns and is urging those eligible now to get a booster vaccine. Case numbers are now averaging about 45,000 a day, up 17% from the previous week, and there are fears infections are heading over the 100,000 mark. It's prompted warnings from top officials that Britain's health system risks being overwhelmed unless more measures are introduced to slow the spread of COVID-19. The UK Health Security Agency's chief executive, Dr. Jenny Harries, says the case trends are concerning.
And I'd just like to flag on this the unusual and slightly worrying picture of the shape of that curve. What we can see is that the cases now are almost as high as they were in July and actually not far off where they were last winter. What we are not seeing is that dip down again at the other side of the peak, and that is really important because we are kicking off the winter at a really high level of cases.
But the UK's Health Secretary, Sajid Javid, says deaths remain mercifully low, at 100 a day, and that while pressure on the health system is huge, it is not unsustainable. And for now, Mr. Javid has ruled out measures such as mandatory mask wearing or vaccine passports.
So we must all remember that this virus will be with us for the long term and that it remains a threat. A threat to our loved ones and a threat to the progress that we've made in getting our nation closer to normal life. We're looking closely at the data and we won't be implementing our Plan B of contingency measures at this point. But we'll be staying vigilant, preparing for all eventualities.
Russia is also experiencing the COVID-19 pinch, recording 1,028 new daily deaths, its highest number since the start of the pandemic. Workers in the country have been ordered to take a week's leave without pay in a bid to stop the spread. COVID cases are rising amid sluggish vaccination rates, lax public attitudes about taking precautions, and a reluctance by the government to toughen restrictions. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the country's employees to stay off work for a week starting later this month and urged people to get the COVID shot. Only 45 million Russians, or 32% of the country's nearly 146 million people, are fully vaccinated. Student Veronika Batasheva has just answered the call.
I decided to get jabbed because they are now closing universities and launching online education. I hoped that if we get vaccinated quickly, they'll let us study as usual, because I don't like it online.
South Africa is also trying to ramp up its vaccine efforts, with more than 2.9 million infections and 88,000 deaths reported in the country since the outbreak of the virus last year. It has seen the highest number of infections in Africa. Now youngsters, like 12-year-old Amani Lamalia, are getting the shot.
I feel good because it won't really prevent me from getting COVID, but at least if I get it, the symptoms won't be as bad.
In the United States, the White House says it's ready to distribute COVID vaccines for even younger children as soon as authorization is given by the country's medicines regulator. 5 to 11-year-olds should soon be able to get a Pfizer shot at their pediatrician's office, local pharmacy, and potentially even their school. Federal regulators will meet over the next 2 weeks to weigh the benefits of giving shots to children, after lengthy studies meant to ensure the safety of the vaccines. White House COVID response coordinator Jeffrey Zients says they've secured enough doses to vaccinate every one of the eligible 28 million children.
And as soon as the vaccine is authorized by the FDA, we will begin shipping millions of doses nationwide. States, tribes, and territories are working to ensure that doses continue to be distributed efficiently and equitably across their jurisdictions.
In South America, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro could face criminal charges, including crimes against humanity, over his handling of the country's response to the coronavirus pandemic. But Brazilian senators have dropped a recommendation from their draft report that President Bolsonaro be charged with homicide for alleged government errors. Senate hearings in the Brazilian parliament have presented a final 1,200-page report investigating the government's management of the pandemic. The report found that President Bolsonaro's mistakes led to Brazil having the second highest COVID death toll in the world, after the United States. Senator Renan Calheiros says the report's findings are unprecedented.
A CPI.
The committee was the only parliament inquiry commission in the world to work and examine the ailments of a nation's commander-in-chief. This committee is the first to prove the fingerprints of the president on the death of millions of citizens.
Na morte de milhões de cidadãos.
For his part, Bolsonaro has denied any wrongdoing and has repeatedly accused the investigation of being a political instrument aimed at sabotaging him. How good would it be if the committee was doing something productive for our country? They took time from our Ministry of Health, public employees, humble people, businessmen. They produced nothing besides hatred and rancor. The Senate will study the final report and vote sometime next week on its findings, which could lead to impeachment charges against the president and other key figures in his government. Gareth Borum, SBS News.